We're going to be doing a little bit Megillas Rus as we always do before Shavuos. Hachone fe Kabbal Satera. So obviously we all know that Sefer Rus is one of the many reasons why it's read on Shavuos, Kabbal Satera, is because Rus is Eim HaMalchus. And David HaMelech, but Messiah David HaMelech, Taka Shavuos is, he was Noilud B'Shavuos. He may say Seyem HaMalei Tzadikim. And Memela, that's the connection to David HaMelech. But we find in Midrashim also that there's episode connection because Klal Yisrael by Matan Torah were Geirim. Right? We paskin that the Ovis by Matan Torah had a din of Geirim. In fact, that's the reason why B'Shas Matan Torah, the Medrash brings down that they were really betzem allowed to stay with their relatives. They were gerim. The Ketzos talks about this kasha. It says, Yisrael were boichel mishpachosam. So al iskei arayis, Chazal tell us. There was iskei arayis, right? That's one of the nyonim is iskei arayis. What was arayis? That they had to get rid of their wives. So the Ketzos says, a kasha. So they didn't have to get rid of their wives. They were gay. Gershon is Gaia. Kekotin Shanaylod on me. Talochas, if you have a Gershon is Gaia, he has din of a Kotin Shanaylod. So Be'etzem, later on, Chazal made Gzeris and Takonis and Siogim. But Be'etzem, Midaraisa, if a Ger converts, he can marry his sister. Be'etzem, Midaraisa. Is a Gershon is Gaia, is a Kotin Shanaylod on me. It's Mamish Akon. So why Taka did the Klai so often? This is a fascinating Ketzos. This is not Me'in Yonah. I don't want to really talk about this, but I'll just share with you the Ketzos. The Ketzos says that the reason why Klai Yisrael were Boichel and Mishpachosam was because the Geiris was done Bal Korchoch. Kofa Aleim Har Kegigis. And he says the Ketzos that if you do a Geiris Bal Korchoch, you don't have the mile of Kotin Shenelodon. Talocha, Kontshanela Dami, you only have when you have Megaya Barot. Megaya Balkocha, there's no din of Kontshanela. It's a chidish from the Ketzos. There's other ways to learn. You could learn that Kontshanela Dami is only when you're Megaya as a yochid. You're isolating yourself from your mishpacha. So then you're not meyuchas to your family. The Geiris of Antar was a Geiris of an Am, a whole nation converting. In that case, each one doesn't lose their presentlicha connection to their family. But anyway, that's a side issue. The Kotzke had a great chab. He said, according to this Ketzos, he understands the Gemara in Tzvachim. The Gemara in Tzvachim says, Mi timei es Miriam. Who made Miriam a mitzaraz? You need a coin to make a woman, to make anybody a mitzaraz. You need a coin. Who made Miriam into a mitzaraz? So the Gemara says, Imtim tzaloimar, Aaron. Aaron was a korov. He's a brother. He can't do it. Intim tzoloim and Moshe. Moshe is a zor. So he's not a kohen. In fact, the kotzke, I mean, everybody has the kasha. What do you mean? It's the same problem as Aaron. So the kotzke name. Moshe was on the har. So his geiris was berotzen. Mainly he was a kontzenoyla donner. So he didn't have the problem that he's a brother. The Gemara had to come on to a new reason. Zorhu. And since he's a Zor, the Mela, that's why, because he was a Zor, Lekach, there wasn't the problem of he wasn't able to be Mitami. He wasn't have the mile of a coin. That's the Kotzka. But the bottom line is that by Matan Torah we had a din of Gehim. There was a Geiris B'Shas Matan Torah. And therefore, we bring in Megillas Rus, because Rus was a Geiris. Rus, Nomi, whatever, this was a Geiris. Mela, that's another reason. Obviously, if that's the case, then the Kash is, what's up, it's Megillas Rus. There were many Geirim in Klal Yisrael. Rus is not the only Geiris in Klal Yisrael. We had Geirim way before Rus. First of all, Yisrael was a Geir according to Chazal. Heavier side. Hevi sakin chad al basori, v'yichad liyisroi. So we don't have to go run to Nevi'im or Ksuvim to go learn about Geirus. We if we want to just bring a parasha that talks about it, and Yisrael would have been the most appropriate parasha, we read it anyway, from Matan Torah, right? So obviously there's something about the Geirus of Rus that Epis is more connected to Shavuos than any other Geirus that we learn about in Tanakh. Shal is what that is. So I want to make a tzushtel to Ben Ishchai. The Ben Ishchai asks a different question. He asks that when you go through Megillus Rus, you have to be bothered with one tremendous kasha. And that is, why in the world does David Melech Yisrael come from such a yichas? Amon, Moyav, I mean, give me a break. Gerim, what's going on here? David Melech Yisrael, he has to come from a yichas where it's a shayla in the Gemara. The Gemara talks about Doyeg Adoymi, a whole fight in the Beis Medrash. If David is Mutar Lovay Bakol, finally we got a Messiah from Shmuel Hanavi, the Bezin Shel Shmuel Armasi, Amoini V'loy Amoinis, Mayavi V'loy Mayavis. I guarantee all of you that if somebody, Shem Shatchan, called up your mother with a Shidduch, Mitzvah Shem, when you're in a Parsha Shidduch, and has a wonderful girl, a Shidduch, she's a Mayavio. It's not going to fly. It's not going to fly. Right? Even after the Shatran explains to her, what do you mean? Mayavi v'le mayavis. Nobody wants us alum de shidduch. Right? You don't want a shidduch that you need a drosha. Right? But David HaMelech comes from a shidduch with a whole shayla. Tamid HaChomim. He says over here, here's this kasha. And he says a Kabbalistic answer. He says that if everything would have been so gevaldic, Agodlo Ador would have married the Rebbetzin of the Dor, and from there David HaMelech would have come. He says, Kidei shelo yiskanu achitzoyniyim b'lekichas rus, ki lekuchas rus hayakosha aleim hoid, sheyoytzim imenu malchus beis David u'melech HaMashiach. For you misnagdim u'mekatrigim b'chol koichom. El Tamaisa. I'm telling you what the Ben Ishchai says. Okay? If any of you would say this, I would tell you, you know, get yourself evaluated. It's the Ben Ishchai. Ben Ishchai says that if the shidduch wouldn't have been this kind of a shidduch, where it didn't look like it could even work, that's how bad it is. It didn't look how Malchus Beis David is going to come from here. Can't be. So the Mekatrigim, right? The naysayers in Shemayim, they would have been, the Chitzonim, they would have been Mekatrig against the Shidduch. And Mekatrig against Malchus Beis David. But now, there's, Evan Masu Aboinim, Hoysal Rosh Pinah. Basically, is what the Ben Ishchai is saying. Dafka was made such a thing. And he goes on to say that it's not a foreign concept. We find historical equations to such a thing. But this is what he says. Al-Kain, ki yichashvu shalakichos ha'itzal Yisrael lo yisa'as ha'peiris. As I zokta. You should know that Arizal, in Ishar HaGalgulim, says the same thing about Avram Avinu. So Avram Avinu came from Terach, and the Medrash says that Terach's wife was a nida, was a when she was Mesaba with Avram Avinu. Not that that's a big deal, because there's no Isser Nida. Terach didn't have an Isser Nida. So it's not a question of Yerideya. But we know that Alpi Kabbalah, a Nida creates also a blemish, something called a Ben Nida. It's a blemish. It's a strike against you. Right? A Ben Nida. No? So Avraham Avinu was a Ben Nida. The Shara Gulgulim, the Arizal brings it down, and he says it's one of the Cheshbonos. Very similar to what the Ben Ishchai says over here. There's a stipel. I think I have a stipel. There's a stipel in Yevamos. They asked the stipel Ashayla about marrying a Baal Tshuva. Let me get you the stipel. They asked the stipler, Shaila. It's in Yevomis. Yeah. They asked the stipler, if you look in the Kils Yankov Simon Memtes in Yevomis, they asked the stipler, Halacha Shaila. And within in the Kils Yankov, he addresses it. There's also Tshuvin Rav Vozna, Dayan Vozna. Stam in the last couple of years, the last 50 years, Baruch Hashem, the Tshuva movement exploded. So there's a lot of Bnei Nida. Basically, any Baal Tshuva who comes from a family where his mother was not religious when he was born, in all likelihood, is a Ben Nida. You know, stipe out a chap, they go to the ocean and this, Eitzis. But the question is there any reason for somebody to say, you know what, I'd rather not do such a shidduch? You're allowed to, by the way. It's not a question. It's definitely mutel. Should a person say, you know, I'd rather not do such a shidduch? So the stipler talks about this shayla. And the stipler taka says, here in Simon Memtes, the stipler says, Afa pisha mavur b'zoya ha-kodesh. It's harder. It's a challenge. It's not an obstacle. It's a challenge. It's a little more challenging. The Shevet Alevi and Chelik Dalet, I'm just sharing with you because this is a shaila that comes up very often in that world. He talks about the same shaila. Is there an Indian, a person gets a, let's say you have two shidduchim. One shidduch is the mother became from after he was born. How do you treat that shidduch? So the Shevet Alevi says in Chelik Dalet, Kuf Samach Beis, he says, he brings down the Arizal, what Avraham Avinu, Meitain Torah mitome is Avram ba miterach shenis aber Avram bimei nidasa shel ima shekeshegoyver hatoyv al haneshamu bebchinas Torah mitome loy dai sheun mesukin ela shehu yoiser godl. So the Shevet Alevi says if you see a special person that comes from a nida adarabe, it could be mizgaber, they could be even higher and higher, basically. It's true, it's a challenge. But if it's misgaber, it goes even higher. And he makes the equation to terach with Avraham Avinu. Obviously, he holds the same thing. Whatever ben nida is, the pagam is not als the iser. The pagam is als the metzias. Because otherwise, what are you bringing from terach and Avraham? There's no iser over there. The terach is, the pagam is a metzias, like scientific. Scientific pagam. You can overcome it. And that's what the Ben Ish Chai is saying, that sometimes Hashem Dafka throws in a pagam, when something big has to happen, to silence the Makatrigim. That's his approach. But this is all in the Oilam Anister. This is in the Oilam Anister. How do I give you a more poshut pshat to understand how could it be that David HaMelech should come from such a yichus? How do we talk understand such a thing, that David HaMelech should come from such a yichus? So I'll tell you an idea. Besides the Torah Shebal Peh, some of you may remember years ago I said that it could be that the Torah wanted, the Ribbono Shel Olam wanted, that the whole Malchus Beis David should be riding on Torah Shebal Peh. To show us that our survival, the Klal Yisrael survival is the Messiah of Torah Shebal Peh. Without Torah Shebal Peh, we don't have a Melech HaMashiach. Melech HaMashiach is riding on Mayavi V'loy Mayavis. It's riding on Torah Shebal Peh. It's another idea. But I want to go into the Yesod of Rus herself. And Naomi. And the whole Maisa here, the whole Geiris here. And I think that will give us a better insight. I often focus a little bit on Bria Soilam, even though Chazal tell us you're not supposed to overanalyze Bria Soilam. Right? Chazal tell us it. These are not areas that we can understand. But just to analyze it on a very external level. The way Bria Soilam worked, the way the Torah Akdosha tells us, is that there was a lot of perfections. Lamashal. Bereshis Bar Elokim. Say Chazal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world Midas Adin. Rosh Ein Olam Yochel Lamoid, Shitefim Midas Arachm. Right? Hashem put in Midas Arachm, so the world should be able to survive. What does that mean? Hashem didn't know? Of course Hashem knew. Hashem, Bereishis Bara Elokim, when Hashem created with Midas Adin, he didn't know? Of course he knew. Hashem knows everything. So Mamela, what does it mean? Hashem is teaching us something. Hashem creates Adam HaRishon without Chava. However you learn how Chava was created, whatever the creation was. And then Hashem says, Loi toy v'yoyis Adam levadoi, esa lo yezer kenegdoi. How does that look when you read it? Sounds like there was Chas v'sholom, there was first approach. And there was a second approach. Lahavdil elef havdolos in programs, no matter how brilliant the person was that wrote the program, there's always the next version. The better version, improved version. And then a couple of months later, a year later, to whatever it is, there's another version, a more improved version. Only by bus of Adam is shaykh such a thing. No matter how brilliant the person is, there's improved version, right? The next version. By Bari Elam, there's no such thing as another version. It doesn't exist. What does it mean, Loi Toiv Es Eloi? What's the Eibishter telling us? So I always say, Zaposheb Shah, what the Eibishter is telling us. The Eibishter is telling us how we ourselves should be Noyeg. Like Chazal tell us, Nase doesn't say Es, Nase, Shenimlach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Nimlach with the Malachim. What does it mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu needed Malachim's advice? HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught us that in order to have success and adventure, you have to be misyayetz. Don't do something with your own opinion without getting other people. Mar be'etzah, mar be'chochma. Get other people's, get other input. The Rebbeinu Shlom taught us an unbelievable lesson in Bria Zaylam. The lesson is, even if you create something, don't hesitate to change what you created. To always be open to change. Always be open to say what I did yesterday, have to change it. Sometimes you have to reverse. Sometimes you have to improve. But always analyze and be open to correct something that could be better tomorrow than was yesterday. Every day of a person's life has to be like that. So what the Eibishter to do? In the Bria alone, he made that there should be perfections. Midas Adin, Shitiv Midas Aracham. Loi Toiv Yoyis Adam Levadoi, Esalei Ezer Kenegdoi. The Eibishter, for the Eibishter, there's no such thing. The Eibishter is the Spitz, Toiv, Mesukon, everything. There's no such thing by the Eibishter. But to us, there is. We could always be Mesak. We could always fix. The whole Sefer Rus, right? The way the whole Sefer Rus starts with an unbelievable lull. Shvoit HaShoftim, Rov Ba'oretz, leaving Eretz Yisrael, Tzaras Ayin, not giving tzedakah, Nebuch tragedies, marrying Lashem Le'aviyah, everything terrible. Everything terrible. There were two options at that point what to do. When everything bottomed out by Naomi and Ruth, there were two options. One option is to just let everything just keep on going. Let it settle. And the other option was to make a mapecha, a complete sinahapachu, to reanalyze everything. And Naomi, in her low state, you know what it is to go back to Eretz Yisrael? You know how many people I know that either lost their money or lost whatever they lost, their stature, they run away from their community. They're embarrassed. How could they be confronted? Hazois Naomi. Right? But Naomi is mahapach herself. She goes back. Emes Hatshuva. Emes Hatshuva. She goes back. As difficult as it is, she went from being a princess on top of the world when she left to needing tzedakah like a chicken peya. She needed the bottom of the Tumcha Shabbos from who she was. Rus is the Chabas Malachim. Literally a bas malach. So the whole matzav of Rus teaches you the ability of being masakin yourself, of not allowing the situation to take you over, but that you're mahapach the matzav. That's the emesigeris. That's the emesigeris. That's the lesson of the Torah. The lesson of the Torah is that a person should never limit themselves to the matzav that they're in. Whatever chesroinus they have, whatever the chesroinus the environment has, to change. And that's mamish what you see in Rus. It went from mamish from the tohoim, mamish gehenim, Sefer Rus ends with Leidas Mashiach. From who? From the most unthought of places. From mamish from Yenensveld. That's where it came. That's the koyach from Abbas of Adam. That's what you could make from yourself. That's the koyach a person has to make from himself. If they're open for change, if they're open to go and really, really transform themselves, emissary gamers, the sky's the limit. And even me'al shamayim chazdech. L'ma'al min ha'shamayim. And I hold that could be one of the hidden elements of reading Rus. It's not stam geirus. It's geirus that opens up the door to what Yadus is supposed to be, to what the Torah is supposed to be, to what Kabbalah's Torah is supposed to be. I often say that's why the 50th day of the Sfira is called Sfira. Tisprul chamishim yoyim. Ask all the Rishonim, Tisprul chamishim yoyim. You only count 49 days? Shiva Shavu is Tisprul. Toras Kahanim says, yeah, but the 50th day, Yeshuas. So you count 49 days, and the 50th day, you make Shuas. So I don't understand. So it should be like Parshas Bahar, by Yovel. It should say, Sfartim Lochem, right? And it should say, Tisha V'Arboim Yoyim. V'Kidashtem is Yoyim Chamishim. Doesn't say that. It says, Tisprul Chamishim Yoyim. Ask the Toras Kahanim, Chamishim Yoyim, it's only 49. Answers the Toras Kahanim, Minei Yomim. For Kaddish Atzeres. Toras Kahanim is not answering the question. Question is, why do you say the words Tisprul Chamishim Yoyim? You didn't answer the question. If the Toras Kahanim's question was, Hi Chamishim, I of this bay. On that, the Toras Kahanim is answering the question. The Kaddish. But that wasn't the Toras Kahanim's question. Toras Kahanim's question was, what's Tisprul Chamishim Yoyim? What are you counting? You counted 49 days. Yishamis, the Teretz Kahanim answers, yeah, the Kiddashtem. The Teretz says, what is Sfira? Sfira is every day you're getting closer and closer to Mount Torah. You're making changes every day. Every day is a tikkun. When you get to the 50th day, you're still changing. Even when you're up to the Kiddashtem, when you're up to be Mekadosh Shavuos, you're still changing. You never lose the Svartim. You have to be a counting Jew, as Avi Mizrachi. You're always changing. That's why even when you reach the end is Vayteru Svartim. That's why Tisprul Chamishim. That's the issue. And that's what Rus is about. As you open up Megillas Rus, you learn about Mamish, a couple of that mamish make they turn everything over. And the Sefer ends from the beginning, it sounds like it's going to be just a Gehenim, it ends with Malchus Beis Dov.